In many states, if you buy pizza in a restaurant, you pay a tax. But in some of those same states, if you buy pizza uncooked, take it home and bake it later, it's untaxed. It's considered a grocery item, like eggs or flour. But now, as states search for new sources of revenue, they are reconsidering take-and-bake pizza's tax-free status. Miles Ryan reports this is just one example of the strange rules involving taxation and food.
Patty's Pizza in Los Angeles mostly sells its pizza wholesale to places like grocery stores and hotels. But you can still stop in for just a pie or two. Val Everett was grabbing barbecue chicken and pepperoni pizzas on her way home from work.
Oh, wow, they're really good.
It's
going to
be $16.
That's an even $16, no sales tax. That's because here in California, take-and-bake pizza is considered a grocery item. Everett didn't know she wasn't being taxed on her pizza. Like most people, sales tax isn't something that's on her mind very often. But she says that the dollar or two saved does matter to her.
If I can save a few dollars on gas, I'll go to that gas station. So saving a few dollars on pizza, sure.
Okay, some of you are thinking that a buck more or a buck less per pizza isn't that big of a deal. But multiply that by the 3 billion pizzas sold in the U.S. each year. That's a lot of dough. And if you have food stamps, you can only spend them on food that isn't charged sales tax. All that adds up to savings for the cost conscious and a whole lot of business for some pizza shops.
Papa Murphy's, join the take and bake revolution.
Papa Murphy's is the supersized version of Patty's Pizza. It has locations in 37 states, most of which don't tax take and bake. The company built its name in part on low prices and a willingness to accept food stamps. But now that may be in jeopardy. It started last year when a tax lawyer named Mike Harold got a call from a Papa Murphy's franchise owner with a question.
Well, I had a franchisee call to ask whether pizzas were taxable in Wisconsin.
Harold called around, but it turned out nobody was quite clear about whether take-and-bake pizza should be taxed or not. It was made in store, but you definitely couldn't eat it right away. That is, unless you like raw dough. Harold couldn't figure it out on his own, so he decided to just ask.
We ended up calling the state and discussing it with them, and they came back and said, definitely it's taxable. Then we got answers, well, maybe it's taxable, and, well, why are you asking?
Wisconsin bounced the question up to the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board. That group hashes out the sales tax code for Wisconsin and 23 other states, including New Jersey and Ohio. Craig Johnson is the board's executive director.
When you're looking at crafting these definitions, they're looking for clear, bright line tests. They want to take the subjectivity out of it.
But that's not always easy. Issues like take-and-bake pizza and what constitutes a candy bar have been giving tax guys headaches for years. The problem is that more and more foods are straddling the line between prepared and unprepared, taxable or not taxable. And Kirk Stark, a law professor at UCLA, says groups like the Tax Board have to try and keep that line clear, even when that means saying things like a Twix bar isn't really candy.
In some ways, the line that they're being asked to draw is an indefensible line. As a result, we get these zany, incomprehensible distinctions.
Stark says marshmallows are the classic example. In many states, for a long time, small marshmallows were not taxed, but large marshmallows were.
The theory there was that you were more likely to be using small marshmallows than baking. Large marshmallows were more in the nature of a candy or a treat, and so those were taxed.
So there were people paid to sit around and ask.
Measure the size of marshmallows, yes.
Stark says that without a complete overhaul of how sales tax is applied to food, issues like these are just going to keep coming. As for take-and-bake pizza, the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board is set to offer its recommendations later this week. For NPR News, I'm Miles Bryan.